All it's missing is a rousing standing ovation. Wonderful job, Ben. Thank you, Laura. Very good. Very good. Well, it is good to be here with you on this day, and believe it or not, the sun's shining outside. We were all prepared for big wind and big rain and everything else, and here we are. We'll call it good. We've been stuck in the middle of this pandemic for, 2 or 3 weeks? That's been challenging for us. And we were faced with a storm coming our way, which seems to have passed for us at least now, but that was part of its stress for a little while. We all have personal things going on, personal challenges in our lives of one thing or in one way or another. And we feel really challenged about things. And sometimes you might feel like this. Ever felt like that? Probably that and some more. But we find ways to deal with challenges as they come along for us. And there are different ways of doing it. Some people turn to the Bible and to the scriptures and find things that help. And one that's sometimes used is in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. So if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, some people read that scripture and feel very comforted and encouraged and strengthened. And some people read it and say, nothing. Just a bunch of words. Didn't move me, didn't inspire me or anything. So it works that way for us. There are different things that speak to us at different times. Sometimes we turn to wise sayings, aphorisms, if you will. And one of the sayings that comes up at times like this, I've heard very often, is that of let go and let God. And as with the scripture, some people use let go and let God, and it works wonderfully for them. It works perfectly in the way that they interpret it. And some people use it, and again, it's like, it doesn't do it for me, just words. It doesn't make any difference at all. But evidently, this phrase, let go and let God, is in the human consciousness. One of the tools that I use when I'm researching sermon, of course, is my good friend Google. Now, Google is not absolute wisdom, but it is a point of reference. And it gives you an idea, maybe not so much accurate information always, as it tells you how much interest there is out in the world in what's going on with that particular word or that particular idea. When I Google let go and let God, I got 1,960,000,000 hits. Now, that tells you there's a lot of information out there about let go and let God, and there's a lot of people interested in that phrase. And it only means that there's interest in it. It doesn't mean that that's necessarily the ultimate truth. And as you hear let go and let God, people view that and they interpret that in different ways. But I've always felt like that one of the reasons that people didn't find assurance in let go and let God is that it's not complete. There's something else that goes along with it that I'll mention more about in just a minute. But I want to take all the ideas about let go and let God and roll them up in a ball and then roll it back out again and see what happens. And see if we can't look at it in a little bit of a different way. And for some of you for whom let go and let God has not worked, has not been helpful, maybe this will give you a little different idea about it and be a little more helpful and supportive for you in times like this when we have these challenges that come along. So if we look at, first of all, if we begin with let go. Most of the time people think about let go as meaning releasing things. Let go of worry. Let go of concern. Let go of feeling like the whole world is on your shoulders and it's up to you. You've got to do this. You've got to fix the problem. So it begins by letting go of that. Letting go of that ultimate responsibility for things. Letting go of the things that you don't think you can fix. Letting go of the things that seem to be hanging around your neck all the time. And that, for some people, that helps to be able to move in that direction. But what if we looked at that a little bit differently? What if we looked at let go as meaning that we let go of our limitations? We let go of our perception of lack and not enough and inadequacy. What if we let go of those things? Let go of those feelings that leave you feeling not enough. Let go of those thoughts that leave you feeling alone. Let go of those actions that leave you feeling empty and hollow inside. So we can think about let go as releasing all those things that are less than. Those things that hold us down. Those things that hold us back. Those things that keeps us boxed in into a limited worldview. What if we use that as the beginning of this wise saying? Let go. Let go of your limitations. Let go of your ideas of lack. Let go of all those feelings that keep you stuck. Now, if we use let go in that way, what comes next then? What about let God? Usually people think let God means, okay, I'm God, I'm going to turn it over to you. I can't do this, you can. So I'm going to let God, I'm going to let you do it, release it completely. And again, for some people that works. But what if we looked at it a little differently for those who that doesn't really work? What if we are what if we interpret let go, let God as meaning embracing and in being enfolded in God's limitlessness? In the pure potential, the pure possibility of the presence of God and the presence of Spirit in our lives. What if we affirmed, let God, meaning I see the possibilities here. They're there and I'm going to be a part of that. I'm going to let myself be immersed in that possibility, in that infinite possibility that the presence of Spirit represents within us. So we began by letting go of our belief in limitation and lack. We let go of our being imprisoned in our own ideas and thoughts and actions. We let go of all of those things, and then we let God. We step into that limitlessness of the presence of Spirit within us. We step into all those possibilities that are there. And all those voices that say there are no possibilities or these things aren't possibilities, we let those fade into the background. We let go. We let God. Now, as I said earlier, I think one of the reasons that phrase in its original use doesn't work for people is it doesn't go far enough. Let go and let God is not all the story. And that is where I bring in my own idea about let be. And that song worked out so perfectly for the lyrics of that song worked out so perfectly for this. To let be, what does that mean? What could that mean for us? For me, let be means here I am. I have let go of my ideas of lack and limitation. I have let God. I have recognized the limitlessness of God, the unending potential of God. And then I let be. I step into that and say, here I am. I'm not going to try to demand when God is going to act. I'm not going to demand how Spirit is going to move in the world and in my life, but however it is and whenever it is, here I am. And being ready for that anytime, the first thing I think about when I get my senses about me in the morning when I wake up is, here I am. And when I enter into meditation, I meditate every morning for at least half an hour. My first thought going into meditation is, here I am. Not, okay, God, show me this in my meditation right now, here. I go in saying, here I am. And whenever it is that Spirit moves, and however it is that Spirit moves, there I am. And if Spirit doesn't move in a way that I can perceive in that moment, here I am. If Spirit doesn't move tomorrow, here I am. If Spirit doesn't move till next week, here I am. And a Spirit moves in this very instant. Here I am. That is let be. Let it be. So we let go We release our limitations. We let God, we embrace God's limitlessness, and we let be. We stay here right now, available, open, receptive. There's an affirmation that's often used in unity. I am open and receptive to the living presence of God. And that goes along with being present right here, right now. Here I am. There's another passage of Scripture that supports us in this thinking. It's from Isaiah chapter 55, where God says to the people, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts." So when we take the extreme of what we are capable of as human beings, and then we step into that limitless possibility that Spirit represents, then the whole world is before us. There's nothing that is beyond us, being able to conceive and understand and to live with and deal with. So I invite you in this coming week, as we continue to deal with the rising death rates and the rising cases of the COVID virus among us, right in the middle of all this down here in South Florida, and as thankfully the hurricane has passed us by here, but there will be another one, and there will be tragedies that we have to deal with, challenges that we have to deal with in our life, things that get in our way. When all those things come up, perhaps if we step into let go, let God, let be, will move us through this time. Let go, release all of your perceived limitations, all the things that you've been taught along the way. And let's face it, we get taught a lot of things, not only by word, but by example of those around us, and we learn to believe those things. Let go of those limitations, those perceived points of lack in our life. We let go, and we let God. We recognize the limitlessness of Spirit, and we realize that we live and breathe in the midst of that limitlessness. We are enfolded at all times in that presence of Spirit, and all the goodness, all the truth that we know and believe about Spirit is ours. It is in us and around us, and we are in it. Let God. And then we let be. We stand, here I am. If Spirit moves in this moment, here I am. If Spirit moves in the next moment, here I am. If Spirit moves next week, here I am. And if Spirit shows me something that is old and familiar, here I am. And if Spirit shows me something I've never, ever even begun to think about before, here I am. When I am comforted, here I am. When I am stretched beyond my comfort zone, here I am. I invite you to pick that up and carry that with you in this coming week. And try it out when you have opportunity. Let go. Let God. Let be. Let go. Let God. Let be. God bless you, my friends.
And now is a time when, were we gathered here, we would be taking an offering. And it serves us well to just use this time to ask for your donations. When it comes to letting go, you will hear in the affirmation that we read that we do let go of our worry and our concern about any kind of financial lack here. You see, we do believe in the field of all possibilities. We do believe that as we do Spirit's work in the world, of showing love, compassion, and the many teachings of Jesus, that indeed life will work out and show us where we are to be next. So just so you know about the leadership of Unity of Pompano, while many boards are chosen and board members are chosen because they need a certain officer, let's say a treasurer, we don't do it that way. We choose our board members based on their consciousness and their ability to know to let go, let God, and let be. You see, no matter what our circumstances are, our board has voted to give a tithe of 10% on our gross income. Now, that's been a challenge this year because of course our income is down by thousands, because we don't have rentals, we don't have funerals, we don't have weddings, that were all rental income for us to support our Sunday offerings. For indeed, Sunday offerings alone do not support our budget. But we are not in worry or fear about that, because we know for those of you who see the value here and have the means to donate, you will. And so I ask you right now, if you are in that category, and perhaps like me, you've lost track of time and don't even know how many months it's been, I remind you, this is the first of the month. It's a good time to give. And so we ask that you use that donate button on our website, unitypompanobeach.org. There are many ways to give, as you see on your screen right now if you're on live stream. You can use the donate button that's always there. Certainly, you can mail your check to the office. Our address is there as well. You can set up bill pay on your banking online. It's no cost to you or to us. And of course, we even have a text number where you can text in your donation if you love those texting capabilities. So we ask that you not forget us, because we haven't forgotten you, and we are here. Whatever the future brings us, we are ready. Whatever spiritual insights we have in the coming days and weeks, we are ready. We've already geared up to great speed with Zoom and all things virtual that we had no clue how to do. So we thank you for your prayers, for your compassion for each other. We thank you for reaching out by phone and text to keep in touch with people that you think of from your spiritual community. So won't you join me now in blessing all of the giving? And if yours not available to give right now, we hold you in our prayers, and knowing that indeed financial prosperity is in the field of possibilities for you as well. Some of you know our blessing. Let me read it with you. With a grateful heart, we acknowledge God as source of all that is. Today, we let go of any concern of lack, and we allow good to unfold in our lives. Good is ours. Good and more good is ours. An ever-increasing good is ours. Everywhere we go, we see this good. We feel it. We experience it. We freely give it. And it multiplies itself around us. And so it is.